I like the old sound of the 19-teens and 1920s mandolin orchestra compositions, and we play that. We like to have a lot of variety in the music we play, so we play the old stuff and we play newer material too.
Right now, we're listening to a 1916 Kate Dolby composition called The Flying Wedge. Speaking with Lon Hendricks, the director of the Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra, and there's a piece from a good long time ago, but you play modern things as well.
Yes, we do. We play music. Some of it was written specifically for us. We have some friends who are composers. Sherry Ladig is here, and she has written quite a bit of music for us.
I write a piece every year for the Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra, and it all started when a member of the orchestra said, "Hey, you're a composer, why don't you write something for us?" And I said, "Oh yeah, that's nice. That's a great idea, I'll have to do that sometime." But he was persistent. Every 6 months or so, he'd say, "You know, why don't you write us a piece? And it'd be really fun." And I said, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And I'd forget about it. And then finally one year, I decided, okay, I'm going to write a kind of a throwback piece. I'm going to write a ragtime piece in three movements. We premiered that at Como Lake Pavilion 15 years ago on the first Monday of August. And every year since, on the first Monday in August, we're there at the Como Lake Pavilion playing a brand new piece of mine, a premiere. And it just so happened that what was, I thought, a one-off became an annual tradition. And it's just great, great fun. You get an ice cream cone, you're sitting by the lake. It's just so pleasant to hear the sounds of mandolin orchestra music. You could close your eyes, it could be 100 years ago.
What about the piece for this year?
This piece is called Evening Shades. Evening Shades, it's a mood piece where you're supposed to imagine maybe a Brazilian night where everything's kind of sultry and slow. It's got two sections, but they're all within one piece.
And when you composed this, you had in mind that a flute player, Barbara Leivenguth, would be joining the mandolin orchestra for this piece.
It's great fun to add that color to a backdrop of mandolins all playing away. Mandolin orchestras to me sound like hummingbirds in four registers. You get that lovely flutter, that lovely tremolo, and then you have this flute floating above the whole thing. I thought, okay, let's play something like a nocturne, something kind of sultry and slow, and then let's have it go into something really jazzy and fast, and it's sort of like the night's waking up, and everybody is out on the street having a good time and dancing. So it's Evening Shades, Nocturne and Dance.
And we just happen to have a rehearsal recording of Evening Shades, Nocturne and Dance. Thank you. That's a bit of a rehearsal recording by the Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra, and they'll be performing that and other pieces at the Como Lakeside Pavilion on August the 6th at 7 p.m. Lon Hendricks is the director of the group. You play some things that come from pop music as well.
Oh, we do. Most of our concerts, we play at least one piece by the Beatles, because I'm a real Beatles fanatic. This summer, we're going to be playing an arrangement of Eleanor Rigby.
This is something that your quartet has recorded, and you're expanding it to the full orchestra.
Yeah, I have a quartet version and a full mandolin orchestra version of Eleanor Rigby.
Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra performs a free concert at Como Lakeside Pavilion Monday evening, August 6th at 7 p.m. For information about all the group's performances, about joining the group, and everything about the Minnesota Mandolin Orchestra, the web address is minnesotamandolinorchestra.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.